Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather in Tel Aviv is sunny with a light breeze, making it perfect for a stroll outside. In Jerusalem, it's a clear, cool morning. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys mild temperatures with a few clouds in the sky. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports Katz has confirmed discussion with Hegseth on Iran, emphasizing Israel's defense against threats. Also, the Times of Israel says Israeli strikes in Gaza have killed 12, including Hamas police officers. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Trump is considering expanding military operations against Iran. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals a former Mossad official will oversee the 2026 elections, according to their exclusive report. And finally, JNS reports that UNCO has acknowledged Hamas's obstruction of humanitarian aid. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Bahrain intercepted and destroyed several Iranian aerial attacks this morning. The account IL Red Alert notes that the IDF strike in central Gaza killed a Hamas sniper commander, Omar Ahmed Abu Qasem, yesterday. I-24-NEWS, English highlights Trump's consideration of expanding military operations against Iran in a recent report. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Israeli Energy Minister Israel Katz confirmed he discussed Iran with Pete Hegseth. Katz highlighted Israel's operations against terrorist groups in Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. This reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to bolster its security amidst regional tensions. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, the latest Israeli strikes in Gaza reportedly killed 12 individuals, including a couple and their young daughter. Military officials claim the operation targeted a terror operative. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and its impact on civilians. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing options to expand military operations against Iran. This consideration follows recent escalations in the region, suggesting potential shifts in U.S. defense strategies. In a related development, Israel Hayom reveals that a former Mossad official will take on the role of internal auditor for the 2026 elections. This appointment is crucial for ensuring election security and integrity amid ongoing regional challenges. And finally, JNS reports that a senior UN official condemned Hamas for obstructing humanitarian operations. This acknowledgement by UNCO highlights the difficulties faced by aid organizations in the region, affecting the delivery of essential services to those in need. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Israeli government has approved a compensation package of 55 million shekels for airlines affected by the war. This aims to support the aviation industry amidst reduced operations at Ben-Gurion Airport. Separately, Ynet Business shares that the founders of Wizz are in preliminary talks to acquire a stake in Herzliya Medical Center. The negotiations come as a previous deal with Teshuvah stalls, highlighting ongoing changes in the healthcare sector. And finally, CTEC reveals that Costco has partnered with Israel's Top Gum to produce private label vitamin gummies. This move is expected to boost Top Gum's revenue as demand in North America rises. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.